Ceramicist Philip Romero has teamed up with art teacher Alicia Villalobos to create a unique art space for people of all ages called Can Do Community Art Studio. At Can Do, people can create paintings, drawings, and ceramics. And here to tell us all about this beautiful community art space is Philip Romero. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Marina. How are you today?
I'm really, really well. And I'm glad that you are teaching ceramics at your new studio. Will you tell us how that came about?
I used to teach at the El Paso Museum of Art, teaching ceramics there. And before the pandemic, I was there for 5 years, successfully teaching up to five classes at one point, teaching all age ranges. And when the pandemic hit, you know, it was extremely difficult for me because all of a sudden there was no work. And I became familiar with the term non-essential. So it was extremely difficult being an artist during the pandemic, not so much because of the lack of work, because of the depression. All of a sudden, I found out that I was a social animal. I needed interaction with people to tell jokes to and my stories and to laugh. And all of a sudden, there was nothing. It was just me and myself. And so working with other artists and some of my friends, trying to stay busy throughout the year, pondering ideas and trying to figure out how to survive. And I did survive living off of my savings, building on my credit cards. But then I also had to find some part-time jobs, doing little jobs here and there. And it was extremely difficult because I loved working with people and helping people and teaching people about art and ceramics and pottery and things of that nature. And so finally, as the smoke started to clear, I got a call one day from Alicia Villalobos at her school asking me if I would come and help her set up her kiln and also do a workshop for her students at her school. And so when I went over there, we started talking, and basically we collaborated and came up with this idea where we'd share a space where she could teach drawing and painting, and I could teach my ceramics and my pottery. She had the space already, and I had the vision, and so we got together and started this. We've been doing this now for a little over a month, and we had an open house recently and had wonderful success. Reception from the community came and supported us. It was a very good and exciting outcome that we had here in our little studio space. It was a constant in and out. And even now, as a result of social media and the postings that we made, we've had a lot of people still coming in today, signing up for classes.
And we should clarify, right? Because you say ceramics and it's like, well, it can mean so many things. Me personally, I was looking for a place to learn the kind of ceramics that you're teaching, where you're hand building, where you're throwing pottery, not so much where like there's a mold and you paint it. Will you tell us what your vision is and what you're teaching folks? I have the privilege, full disclosure, of being one of your students. And I've only been there one time, but you get sucked in and it's pretty fantastic what you're doing.
It's amazing what we do here. And I have to tell you, Marina, you are an amazing student. I love your can-do attitude. See what I did there? When I got out of the Army in 2010, I came home disabled combat veteran and not knowing what to do. So I went back to school and I did study at the University of Texas at El Paso. I started to study ceramics and I loved it. And I love all aspects of ceramics. Okay. And so to clarify for me, what ceramics is anything that has to do with mud. Because when we talk about ceramics, it's basically mud. It's a special kind of dirt and water, and we make clay out of that. Now, there's different kinds of ceramics. You know, we have sculpture. We have pottery, which is when you make hand build or you make something on the wheel. There's slip casting, which is when you talk to your tia and she's like, oh, I used to make pottery 30 years ago. We'd go into a studio and paint that. You know, that's called slip casting and mold painting and whatnot. And that's what I want to do, is to encourage and teach the community that ceramics is for everybody. And ceramics is not just slip casting. It's not just pottery. It's not just having ghost moments with Patrick Swayze. It's not just sculpture. It's everything.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things to teach the kids when I do have kids in the studio is, can you name me the things in your house that are made from ceramics? And they think about it and they think about it and they come up. Plates, bowls, upstanding. So we know, you know, I like to ask my kids, where do you brush your tooth? In the sink, upstanding, that's made from ceramics. And where does your dad watch his TikToks? And they're like, on the toilet. Yes, that's exactly what's made from ceramics. Sometimes a bathtub. Sometimes they have ceramic tiles that's made from ceramics. You know, how did you get here? We got here in a car. What's made from ceramics in your car? And they start to think about it. I don't know. Their spark plugs have a ceramic around them. You know, it's made from, they have a porcelain wrap around them, or sometimes the brakes have ceramic coating. And so ceramics is everywhere. You know, I want to remind everybody that this is for everybody. There's more than a dozen different ways to do anything. And I teach one particular way. And I always invite people to come into the studio, check it out, have a cup of coffee with me, or tea or some water. And let's have a conversation about art and the functionality of what it does for you in your life.
What was it about ceramics as a medium in particular for you that you're like, okay, this is where I'm gonna spend my time and energy? Because you go to art school, there's a lot of mediums there, and you clearly landed on ceramics. But yeah, how was your journey to get to ceramics?
When I first went to university, I started off as a graphic designer because I've always loved art and I've always liked to draw, doodle, and whatnot. And I just thought that was a great place to start. But I was pursuing my BFA at the time. And of course, I had to touch on all the disciplines. And when I got to ceramics and my hands got muddy, I don't know, I just woke up the primal part of me, I guess. I guess it's just playing the mud. I guess I've just always liked to play in the mud. And something about that just really fueled my creativity, being able to build like that, and this idea where, man, I can make sculptures and plates and people like it. I was told, oh, you're a natural. And so I used to be the TA at the university for the ceramics department for 3 years or 4 years, something like that. And I had a grand time because I love the aspect of being able to help people and still be able to make be technical and make the glazes and help the students whenever they needed help. Just because sometimes different people need to be taught in a different way, if that makes any sense to you. And I just have a knack for being able to declutter ideas in people's heads, or demystify them rather, so that they could learn them in a better way, I guess, is what I want to say. I've had a great time with ceramics and working with clay, and I just love helping people through this medium.
Yeah, because there's something about being a natural teacher. I mean, I know even from trying to enroll in the ceramics classes when at the Museum of Art, those are pretty popular classes. They're hard to get into, and then once you get in, folks just kind of renew, renew, renew. So,
Yeah, they don't want to leave.
yeah.
I've had the benefit of being able to hear some students tell me that they were only going because of me, and ceramics was a bonus for them.
That's got to feel good. You're doing something
It
right.
feels great. Of course, it feels great. And so I like to tell people that my specialty is helping people, but ceramics is the bonus.
Helping people with, ceramics on the side.
Yes, you know, and I like to think that I offer something that you I'm offering you something that you thought you didn't need, and that's some company and a good laugh.
No,
For those people that know me, you could hear my laugh for miles at the museum.
it's true. It's true, though. I mean, you just don't know what to expect, and then once you're there, you get sucked in, and it's like, I'm so glad I did this. That's the feeling. So tell us the logistics. People that are looking to come to CanDo to work with you on ceramics, to work with Alicia on painting or drawing, how do we find you? How do we get sucked into your universe and get our hands muddy?
Right now, we are still trying to get all of our social media kicked up. I'm still building the web page, but you can definitely find us on social media. You can find us on Instagram at CanDo Studio Art. You'll find a it's a little logo of a pot with a brush in it. Our address is on there. We're still starting, so we don't have a phone number yet. You know, I'm still building the web page, but you can definitely find us on Instagram, CanDo Community Art, or you can find us through my information. I do have a webpage, pjromeroartworks.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. I'm trying to remember all the social media platforms, but it's usually PJ Romero Artworks, and you can reach out through me and DM me through those places. Here in El Paso, we are at 120 South Carolina Drive, 79915 in Suite D, over here in the heart of the Lower Valley. And it's a little shopping center, and like I tell you, it's a cute little studio. I invite anybody that wants to just come by and say hi. Of course, it would be great if you DM me first, because I may have an appointment, or I may be out having lunch. But I invite people. Do you want to just come on in and say hi and have a cup of coffee? Come down and join me, and we'll have a chat. And if you want to take classes, we'll see where we end up.
And the cool thing is that you facilitate everything. I mean, we literally showed up. And you had clay, you had tools, you had, I mean, we didn't have to think about anything, which is really cool.
Exactly. And that's how I want to make this approachable and easy for the community to come in. For the price, you're going to get your own clay and all the tools, and I'll even give you. And I used to tell people at the museum, all you need to do is bring an apron and a good attitude. But here, I have aprons for you. All you need to do is bring a good attitude. I need you to arrive here with a can-do attitude. I did it again. Did you see
I did. This whole
that?
thing is working for you. You're all your subliminal messaging. I'm sure. As soon as this interview is over, you're gonna get tons of DMs.
I certainly hope so. And again, DM me at PJ Romero Artworks, wherever you happen to find yourself on Facebook or Instagram. I even started a TikTok recently.
So you're moving up in the world, huh?
I'm moving up in the world. Or again, you can find me at www.pjromeroartworks.com. DM me through that email. Or my email is pjromeroartworks@gmail.com. Or find us at Can Do Community Art Studio on Instagram. If you send me a message, I promise I'll try my real best to get back to you within 30 minutes, but I promise it'll be within 24 hours.
Well, it's amazing, and I'm glad that you're doing it, and I'm glad that there is a community studio art space like this. I know me personally, it's something I've been looking for a long time, and we found it, and I can't thank you and Alicia enough for doing this, and hopefully you will create many, many more ceramicists through these endeavors. Today, my guest has been ceramicist Philip Romero. He and Alicia Villalobos have a unique art studio space for us. It's called Can Do Art Studio, in case you didn't catch it when Philip was telling us. You can find them on Instagram or reach out to Philip directly at PJ Artworks on Instagram as well. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.